This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado lawmakers introduced the annual budget bill this week. CPR's Benta Berkland reports on the nearly $41 billion proposal.
Colorado's revenue forecast means the state has less money to spend than expected, by about $200 million. Even though the revenue is lower, the state is still bringing in more money than it's allowed to spend. Colorado's Taxpayers' Bill of Rights limits how much tax money the state can keep. Revenue can only grow by population plus the rate of inflation. Anything extra must get refunded to voters. Passing a balanced budget is the only thing lawmakers are required to do during the legislative session to fund everything from education to health care. The House will take up the bill this week. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
School safety plans requiring student searches can carry over between school years. That's according to a new ruling by the Colorado Supreme Court. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
The case involves a Denver teen with a history of firearms-related offenses. His high school required him to undergo searches each day as a condition of returning to campus in 2019. He was arrested the following school year when a school resource officer found a loaded handgun in his bag. The teen's attorneys argued that the searches were unwarranted and couldn't continue into a new year. The court rejected that argument. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A disease that is deadly to bats has been discovered in a new species in Colorado. Bats near Longmont have tested positive for white nose syndrome, which has killed millions of bats across the U.S. This is CPR News.